I know that I respond to and greatly appreciate people who are gentle. Jesus left his example, and we are to follow in his steps. He said in Matthew 11, 28 to 29, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." There are a couple references in Proverbs about being gentle. Proverbs 15:1, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." Proverbs 25:15, "Through patience a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone." So often, we respond to wrath with sharp, defensive words. God's word teaches us a different response, which works. The remainder of the verses on gentleness are found mostly in the epistles. Listen carefully to each one. To others in general, especially the body of Christ, Peter wrote, "Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight." In Paul's letters to the churches in Galatia, Ephesus, Philippi, and Colossae, he wrote, Galatians 5:23, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." Ephesians 4:2, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love." Philippians 4:5, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." Colossians 3:12, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." The Study Bible says that gentleness is the Christ-like consideration of others. This quality is especially essential in church leaders and people in authority over others. For example, Paul to the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians 4:21, "What do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod of discipline, or shall I come in love and with a gentle spirit?" Paul sent Timothy to lead the Ephesus church and wrote to him with instructions, one being qualifications for church leaders. 1 Timothy 3:2-3, "Now the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money." And in 1 Timothy 6:11, "But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness." To people in authority over us, Paul writes to Titus, "Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone." In conclusion, Peter wrote about a very important time to be gentle, and that is when you are sharing with an unbeliever about Christ. 1 Peter 3:15, "But in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. Lord Jesus, you came to our world as our servant king. Matthew records the prophecy in Zechariah made about Jesus. Matthew 21:5. Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt the foal of a donkey. Meekness and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God. We bow before you and worship you. May our lives reflect you, our servant King. Amen.